Time now to talk a little bit of golf with our golfing expert, Paul Gow. Good morning, Gowie.
Morning, fellas. And TK was correct. There was a week off.
Yes,
oh,
it was.
Don't ever say that. Don't
TK,
ever let those words come out of your mouth again, Gowie. You weren't
right.
Wrong. You were not wrong, and TK wasn't right.
Oh, I just had a big
There was
night
just some misunderstanding,
before.
That's all.
You got that right. Well, guys, the web.com, I told you about it last week. We've got 8 Australians playing. This is the final day or the final week of the playoffs, and this is the way to get themselves on the US tour. We've already wrapped up Curtis Kerslake and Kem Davis, and there's another one there that I've missed, somebody else. Is Matt Jones, sorry. He's finished in fourth, and he didn't even play last week, so... when you're watching the golf this week, you've got to watch Cam Percy and Aaron Baddeley. Aaron Baddeley's sitting at 20th. They take 25. It's going to take about $40,000, and he's at 30, nearly for 35,000. So he needs a top 25 to make the cash. So fingers crossed. And Cameron Percy needs a top 10. And you know, he's one of the great fellas. He still punts on the dogs. He's has been living in the US for 15 years and he doesn't miss a day of punting.
What a man. What a man. We're cheering for him, don't worry. Aaron Baddeley, by the way, is a $21 chance in that web.com tour championship.
Yeah, well, he needs to make his way back on. He started to play well at the beginning of the year and then just fallen off, so that's why he's back on the web to get his card. And I think he will. I think he's been around long enough. He's won... You know, 3 or 4 times on the US tour, he'll be there. You know, Curtis Luck's the one for me that, you know, he just needs to fall over the line here. He's at 44,000, so I think that's enough money to get it across the line. It'll be his first year on the US tour in 2019. But we've got Brett Drewitt, who led the event last week, so don't be surprised if Brett Drewitt doesn't finish inside the top 3 or 4 this week, because he, he really started off the week well and he's starting to play well.
Gow, is there a new format for the FedEx Cup?
Well, yeah, you know, I haven't been a fan of the FedEx Cup. You know, I was there the first year that it came in at 2007, and I didn't like the format. It was ugly format. It was confusing. You didn't know. And really, this week in the FedEx Cup, there's going to be two winners. There's going to be a winner of the event, and if there's a separate person to win the FedEx Cup, well, they'll get a trophy. It comes... along last year where there was two different winners of that, which was very confusing. But for next year, there's going to be a different format. And it's going to be a bit like the handicapping system, where the person who plays the first two playoffs goes into the last playoff will be set a score, which will be 10 under par before they start the week. And all the way down to 30th spot into tour championships, they will be at even par. So you're 10 shots behind with four rounds to go, so it won't be as confusing for the players especially, but the definitely the crowds.
Cowboy from Hell, we could do a whole program on this, Gowie, but just he wants to know, of the new rule changes coming in, which one do you think will be make the most significant difference to the game?
Well, there's a couple there, but the ball blowing on the greens, like the ball moving, I think that's going to make a big difference. But the other one will be the way you drop the ball. You know, once upon a time, back in the old days, you dropped it over your shoulder. You couldn't, you know, when you took a drop from a hazard or a free drop from a GUR, you dropped it over your shoulder. You didn't know where it went. You know, wherever it lies, it plays. But then it was back out in front. And now you're actually going to, not place it, but you're going to drop it from as low down as you want. So I don't know why they just didn't allow you to place it, because it now brings in a lot of... a grey area into that rule. So,
right.
But there's a lot of, there's only 16 rules, but it's the way they're interpreted. Yeah. So I think some of them are really good. There's some that are a little bit grey, but good question.
In the Tour Championship, who's your bet?
Yeah, I like Justin Thomas here, but just a quick one on that. The FedEx next year increases their prize money to $60 million. The winner will take $15 million. How about that?
Wow.
Well,
Yeah. Geez. So you like Justin Thomas?
Yeah, he ran second here last year. As I said, to win the FedEx Cup, there's really only 7 players in the field that can win it. So I think it's actually quite a boring event. I think the staging this event will be better next year. But they, I think the interesting bit will be Tiger Woods. This is his last chance to win an event. in 2018, and what a comeback that has been. You know, he hasn't won an event, but tell you what, he's looked pretty good.
Justin Thomas is actually a $12 chance at tab.com.au. Rory McIlroy, the favourite, at $9. Gowie, thanks for that.
Thanks, boys.